Chapter 35. It was the end of a hot, dry, dusty day on the high plateau. Osbil and Barbola walked around the rim, checking on the sentries. They paused at the western edge to see the scarlet orb of the sun descending amid strata of purple and grey clouds, some with gold-tipped underbellies. Barbola sighed.
A pretty picture, Lug-a-Lug, but I'd much sooner be seeing it from the doorstep of my hold-up river.
Aye, me too, mate. But we're up here till the party ends, for better or worse.
Barbola pointed to a glow some distance off.
That clearing in the trees yonder, I think the vermin are camping there. That light looks like their fires.
Osbil studied the glow.
About 6, maybe 7 fires by the look of it.
Ah, well, we might get a bit of peace seeing as the fools camp down for the night. I'll warn the sentries to keep their eyes peeled in case any vermin tries an ambush in the dark.
Osbil and Barbola reported back to Gorath, who was sitting with Selixa, Mordi and Rangval round a small boulder-ringed fire. The big badger yawned.
I think you're right. Those not on guard can rest tonight. Vizca will probably be having his supper and planning his next move.
A moan came from Rangval. Barbola turned to him.
What's the matter with your face, rogue?
Rangval stirred the flames with his dagger tip.
It was just a mention of supper.
Mordi prodded him.
Don't even think about it, sir. We don't want you going off into Vittle's raptures again, what?
The rogue squiddle looked injured by her attitude.
You have a harsh tongue, me beauty. But 'twas Gorath who mentioned Vittle's, not myself. Well, seeing as me freedom of speech is forbidden, I'll just have to give you a bit of an owl song, eh?
Mordi smiled.
You warble away to your heart's content, old lad. A jolly good ditty might cheer us up, what?
Rangval sat up straight, making ready to launch into a song.
Thank you kindly, miss. I'd like to start with a little thing entitled Please Pass the Plate of Peach and Pear Pudding.
Osbil waved a clenched paw.
Oh, no, you won't!
Rangval swiftly changed his selection.
Right you are, sir. Well, how about Don't Chomp Cheese While Your Mother's Chewing Chestnuts?
Rangval saw several Gowsome shrews glaring at him and toying with their rapiers. He took the hint.
As me third choice, I'd like to give you a rendition of me owl auntie's favourite. It's called The Battle of the Boiled Beetroot and How Do You Slice Strawberry Soup?
Mordi dived at the rogue and got him in a headlock.
Righto, you bush-tailed bounder. Now you've got two blinking options. You'll either hear me sing one called How to Strangle a Senseless Squirrel, with actions to suit the words, of course, or you can simply belt up and go to sleep. Take your pick, sir.
Rangval wailed as the hair maid's hold tightened.
Mercy, ma'am! If you throttle me, you'll never forgive yourself. Desist from squeezing me owl windpipe, and I'll take me rest with sealed lips, so I will.
After that, silence fell over the plateau for a while, as some slept, and others lay there, thinking of what the dawn would bring. Gorath sat alongside Selixa, letting the little fire burn low. They both lay back, gazing up at the star-spangled wilderness of dark night skies.